gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1 to the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com. Check it out. You can email us all there. It may explode today. The show may explode. Charlie Pierce of Esquire.com with some great stuff. Dave Mudcat Saunders, who I've always wanted to have on and pour over my pancakes.
I love the name.
Southern drawl. I could just listen to him all day.
I'd like some southern drawl on your pancakes.
I'd like to sit in a hammock with him and sip mint juleps. But listen to him all day.
He's doing some great work for Wayne Powell in Virginia.
Yes, favorite candidate running against Eric Cantor in Virginia. Very, very exciting.
Oh, no.
Exactly. What's a mudcat?
What's a mudcat?
Representative Tim Ryan of the great state.
Do they carry rabies?
Okay. Thank you, Joe. All right. He has thrown out the opening Eric Cantor bitch face
this
morning. Right. Again. Look at this, Chris. What am I wearing today?
You're wearing Sexy Liberal Swag.
The Sexy Liberal Tour t-shirt and a boogity cheese hat, which is, I wonder if I'm sending some weird kind of coded mixed messages signal. That there might be some huge announcement this week about
Let's
Sexy
see.
Liberal.
Huh? Boogity boogity cheese is attached to Aisha Tyler.
I don't know what you're talking about. Stop your sussing around. You'll know soon enough.
It was also at Comic-Con this weekend.
Those shirts are attached to the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour.
Yes, exploding around.
Ergo.
Oh, by the way, hurry and get your tickets for L.A. next Saturday. Oh, big party.
I can't wait for that.
Two big celebrities on panel.
Yep.
Yes. Y'all be opening for us as usual?
Jim and I will, yes.
And what you call it?
Macaroni.
Yes, I think the official rapper of the Stephanie Miller Show is going to favor us with a little Sexy Liberal rap.
Mm-hmm. Sexy Liberal.
There's also some bagpipers. I don't know. It could be a
bagpipers.
Whole...
Bagpipers?
Some teenage bagpipers coming. I don't know. We'll see if they bring your bagpipes.
Oh, okay.
It's a whole thing.
Okay.
It's a whole extravaganza. And then, of course, Columbus in August. Seattle for the big birthday show, September 29th. Hurry! Yep. Tickets going fast everywhere. Get your Sexy Liberal wear, won't you?
Are they going to do that AC/DC song?
I hope so.
That'd be great.
A long way to the top if you want.
Or Runaway by Slade.
There you go. All right. Oh, my goodness.
In a big country?
No. In a big country?
Sorry.
Wow. What's today?
Tuesday,
which means, Mitt Romney told another big lie yesterday. Seriously, Jim, is he working for the Obama White House? Is this the worst campaign ever? You can't tell big, giant, stinky lies and not get caught. You can't say John Kerry only put out 2 years of... He put out 20.
He did,
yeah. And he's
and
bitching about Theresa.
And Kerry...
Was not running.
And there's absolutely no indication that she did anything wrong.
I agree with Rahm Emanuel. Stop whining.
I know.
Oh, my God. Get with
the but she didn't do it.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz said they had to put on their big girl and their big boy pants.
Yeah. Did you see what he said at a $50,000 plate fundraiser last night?
No.
He said, yes, the waiters here who are serving the refreshments aren't doing so well. We need to work for them.
God.
Oh, he's so concerned about the help. First of all, try not calling them the help.
Yes.
Because
someone's going to give you a pie.
The help gets so tetchy about that.
Someone's going to give you some pie, and you'll regret it.
And he referred to a $50,000 plate fundraiser as refreshments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The sort of things there that you people, I don't know what it is.
Who calls dinner refreshments? Seriously.
The same guy who calls donuts those chocolatey things.
Where do you even start with that? He said John Kerry ran for president. You know, his wife, who has hundreds of millions of dollars, she never released her tax returns.
Running for office.
Yes, number one, yes, she wasn't running for office. Number two, she filed separately from her husband, and she did release her tax returns. She released the same 2 years, and she wasn't the candidate.
Yeah.
John Kerry released, that's
just a bald-faced lie. We're not asking for Ann Romney's tax returns.
John Kerry released 20 years. Like, you're going, what? How can you let your candidate go on TV and just say something that literally...
Just say something stupid.
Particularly with the blogosphere, people were like, lie! Like, before it was out of his mouth on Fox, they were like, so lie.
Hello, he lied.
It's incredible. All right. You know what? I don't even think we need this, but thank God for Audra in Minneapolis. You know, it's it's time to get, you know, a little enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm.
We need enthusiasm.
Enthusiasms. Enthusiasms.
Because it's still, you know, it's still close. I mean, it's still in all the president had a little bit in most of the battlegrounds, but we still got to Brock the vote is all I'm saying. We have to be the world to say.
Obama.
He's got a smile like the sun, handsome and gray. And oh, he sings like Al Green. Yes, he does. He's got the answer to what we need. He's simple, fair, and clean. He's the one we need. Vote for Barack Obama.
Ow! Barack Okuda.
Oh, yeah! No stinking peas. We've got Audra in Minneapolis.
Hell to the yeah.
The bone finger singer.
Yeah. She's damn
good.
Sister. Hitting those heart notes.
Yeah.
Zoinks, yeah.
And Nancy Wilson. Both of them.
Yeah. Well, yikes.
I'm not sure they can hit those notes anymore.
Well.
Oh, wow. That's a double hooray. Yeah. All right. Oh. Let's see. Oh, a hate letter and a love letter. All right, we'll start with the weekly hate mail from Gerard in Wisconsin.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Gerard Butler?
No.
Nowhere
near. This is Sparta!
Yeah, nowhere near Gerard Butler.
Here is my weekly hate mail. Oh, apparently he sends them weekly. It's hard to keep track of all of them, I guess. You're not walking on sunshine. You're walking on the backs of hardworking Americans who you and your liberal hippie tree-hugging pals are sucking dry.
Huh? How? In what way?
I don't know. We're breaking the backs of hardworking Americans.
Yeah, I love how they throw out these accusations, but absolutely nothing to back them up. Right when there's on your Facebook page, do that all the time.
Your liberal hippiness.
Yeah.
Tree-hugging stuff. It's that.
No facts to back it up at all.
No.
I don't even know what he's complaining about.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not sure either. It's a little...
You liberal... People
trees,
doing stuff
trees,
that I
hippie.
Don't know what it is, but I don't agree with it, whatever it is.
I just love in 2012 getting called a hippie. I just love it.
You have never been anywhere even resembling
a hippie. Oh, remember
last
week we got a bunch of fat old hippies sitting around bitching.
Yeah,
well, I'm like, how many spinning classes a day can I go to?
You're being
God's
a fat blonde and all.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
When I first started listening to you and didn't know what you looked like, I thought you were a fat blonde. I don't know what it is about your voice.
It is. I once got a voice. You remember, I used to get a lot of prison letters.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's up, prison boys? How come I'm not getting letters from prison?
Well, that's when you were nubile and in your 20s.
Shut up.
What?
Anyway, but I got quite astoundingly good artwork from people in prison when what they imagined that I looked like. And there was one guy, I was a rather rotund blonde, and he was making love to me over a cliff or
whatever.
Something very disturbing.
Did you say
never,
that?
That's never left my... I need steel wool to scrub that out of my mind's eye.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Do they get current TV in prison?
I don't know. I'm not sure it's the number one channel. Maybe.
Yeah, me.
All right.
Prison's on MSNBC all the time. Maybe.
Yeah. They're more MSNBC Doc Block weekend folks.
Occasionally you get a Vanguard episode set in prison. Occasionally.
All right. And Mark, it's sort of a love letter about seeing us on Current now.
Okay.
Mark in Musselvania. Dear staff, the video feed answers some questions and raises others. For example, I know now that Jim does not stand in the corner with a hand cupped to his ear. I've adjusted my mental image.
A la Gary Owens on Laugh-In.
Yes.
And Mortimer, that whatever.
Here's the thing I don't get. For the insurance...
Gary Owens. Yes?
For the insurance ad, how do you make the quick change into Flow from Progressive? Okay, I know I've heard that before, but I am not Flow from Progressive. But thank you.
She's a little more Zaftig than you are, I think.
She's not.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she is.
Really?
Yeah.
She's very cute. I consider it a compliment.
She goes to my dry cleaners.
Really?
Yes, there's a signed picture of her behind the counter.
Has she ever been mistaken for me at your dry cleaner?
I don't know.
I was riding my bike outside. I told you this yesterday.
Yeah.
I was riding my bike outside, and there was some gal that yelled, "Stephanie!" And I almost, like, fell off my bike, my headphones.
Yeah.
Hi!
Hi!
And she's like, "Oh, you don't know me. I just listen every morning." I'm like, "Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right."
And you are...
I was almost Toonsis the driving cat right off the cliff there. I was,
You probably shouldn't wear your headset when you're riding the bike.
If there's no cars where I ride.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but still there are people.
And mountain lions. But...
And mountain lions.
I'll never hear it coming. They'll find like my head in the Hollywood Hills with my headset still on.
Oh no, Flo!
And the Rangers will just be like, wow, does she have crappy taste in music? Really?
Yeah.
Who listens to Bad Girls?
Yeah, they'll say, wow, Flo, the progressive insurance lady has bad taste in music.
I can see why that mountain lion ripped her head off. Oh, it's funny because it's true. 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God, Jim, we're on the Kiss Cam. Come here. Never mind.
What?
22
yeah,
minutes after
President
the hour.
Obama and the First Lady refused to kiss on the Kiss Cam.
It did the second time.
Right. After
I think a little bit of tonka hockey. Second time.
Said, yeah, I think it's a good idea if you did that.
Just do it.
Yeah. And so someone probably went up to the cameraman and said, put them on camera again.
If you and I got on the Kiss Cam, Chris, you would gouge your own eyes out before you would touch me. Okay, 22 minutes.
He'd jump off the balcony.
Why do you think there's this much separation between us every morning?
22 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number.
Chew your arm off.
Definition of coyote ugly.
Wow. What? I bring you quiche, and this is the thanks I get.
And I appreciate the quiche.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think what you appreciate it most is I did not make it. My friend Eileen did. That's...
Well, how long has it been sitting?
Come all weekend in the sun. Ha ha. Riley in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Riley.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on the fact that I really enjoy seeing Governor Romney get stuck on the horns of the dilemma, and I just hope they continue to push that. I'd like to see an investigation get opened against him by the SEC and make him sit there and sweat.
I don't think, I just think that when you have even Republicans saying this is just so arrogant. It's just, I don't think even anybody's saying it's illegal what he's done. It's just not, I mean, it just is so stunning that he would say, I'm not going to follow the standard that every other presidential candidate has.
Now, especially with them all demanding it, too. I mean, more and more, it seems like there seems to be a stronger cry from the right for him to release those tax records.
Riley, my headline right here, it's George Will, Matthew Dowd blasts Mitt Romney for not releasing tax returns. George Will slammed Mitt Romney for failing to fully release information on his tax returns and offshore accounts, saying Romney must have calculated there are higher costs in releasing them. You have Republicans going, there's got to be something then.
Yeah. Even William F. Buckley Jr. had something to say about it, despite having been dead for some time.
He rose from the dead just to excoriate Mitt Romney.
Zombie William F. Buckley Jr. Yeah.
Must eat brains. I gotta have a go to meeting with Jim about that
must
later.
Must eat brains.
Oh my God, we could make a fortune with that. Zombie William F. Buckley, come on. We'll animate it. Just big creepy eyes.
Yes.
I have one more thing to say about Mitt Romney.
I must eat your brain.
And then choose your face off.
Let me pick your brain. Literally. Pick it and then eat it. Crab fork. What wine goes with brains?
lizard tongue. Okay, if something's going to come out, get it out in a hurry, Will said. I do not know why, given Mitt Romney knew the day that McCain lost in 2008 that he was going to run for president again, and he didn't get all this out and tidy up some of his offshore accounts and all the rest. One word, again, arrogance.
Yep.
That's, I guess. The little people don't deserve to see this. Will said Romney is losing the argument at this point in a big way in the debate over tax returns. Matthew Dowd, political strategist Matthew Dowd, said there's obviously something in there, these tax returns, that he doesn't want public, adding Romney's refusal to release his prior returns is a sign of arrogance.
Yep.
There's obviously something there, because if there were nothing there, he would say have at it. So there's obviously something there that compromises what he said in the past about something. Yeah.
A little bit.
Like, just about everything.
A little bit.
Yeah. Many of these politicians think, he went on to say, I can do this. I can get away with this. I don't need to do this because I'm going to say something and I don't have to do this. If he had 20 years of great, clean, everything's fine, it'd all be out there, but it's arrogance. I love Mary Madeline. Said the debate over Romney's tax returns and offshore accounts. This is a distraction. It's not what people care about.
Even Bill Kristol cares about it.
Yeah, they do, Mayor. Sorry.
Yeah.
People don't care where his bank accounts are. Yeah, they kind of do. Yeah. They care that they don't have much left in their bank accounts. Oh, clever. Ooh. Oh, j'accuse.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about his taxes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They care about their own taxes. Yeah. I think American people care about basic fairness,
yeah.
I think, is what they care about.
What people are speculating is that his tax returns may show that in some years he paid way less than 14% mm-hmm. of his income in taxes.
Yeah, well, we were going to speculate. One thing that we've heard is in there. Somebody on the internet until he loses them.
Right.
The only way he can put it to rest.
I still maintain that he made massive profits off of dealing illegal drugs.
No, but some... What? Have you heard that?
Well,
he would have to do is release it.
And he just needs to release it, and he will clear it up.
No.
Yes.
No, somebody else, a Republican, said that as well. They said they think
drugs?
What it is that he... No.
No.
That he probably paid zero taxes,
yeah.
And that would look... that would look bad.
Yeah, unseemly.
Yes. Okay, Karen in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Karen.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, go ahead.
Good. I was wondering if anybody has noticed the lack of respect and subtle slaps since Obama has been elected, that instead of referring him to as President Obama, they like to call him Mr. Obama.
Yeah,
or just Obama.
Yeah, or worse.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. It's just the basic level that, you know, we used to show the office of the presidency, I think.
Yeah, I think it's their way of putting him down in a subtle mm-hmm. way so that people aren't going to notice they're putting him down.
Yep.
Yeah, he's not really the president because he's black.
And by the way, right-wing bloggers, before
he's
you
blah.
Get to it, yes, Bill Maher did call President Bush Chimpy McCokespoon.
Yep.
However, A, he's not a Democrat. B, he doesn't speak for all Democrats. Okay.
And
because they always
see,
rush right
point,
to. Bill Maher said one thing one time at a place.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so I just took care of that for you.
Okay.
Plus, sides, it was funny. Okay, Bud in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bud.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, there's something that I noticed in the how Mitt Romney and all of the supporters and all of this crew try to manipulate or dodge or come up with all kinds of excuses. It kind of looks like high school. But you got to remember, part of the job, not just being... is part of being commander-in-chief, and there's a war going on, and how does Mitt Romney respond to, like, a 3 o'clock morning phone call, like, they were calling for Obama, like, when he was running for president, how would he would handle it? So it's kind of like I wish people would talk more about, like, his methodology, how he handles critical situations like he's doing with his taxes, because
okay.
It's just a reflection about how he would do anything else.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
Jeepers, who the heck's calling me at 3 in the morning? That's just not all.
I was just wondering why his nickname is Bud. Oh, he sounds a little...
Oh,
Jelly.
Righteous Bud.
Righteous Bud.
He was righteous. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know what sucks?
Stephanie Miller.
We don't got a problem with our drinking. It's everybody else who's got a problem with our drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get over it. All right. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the very best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on that there. Try it free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We were going to move along to Right Wing World. First, Deborah in Vermont. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Stephanie.
Huh?
It's so great to speak with you.
Oh,
I'm
gosh.
Calling on behalf of my two rescue dogs, and Julie and Detective Doozle. And
Detective Diesel?
Doozle. Doozle.
Okay.
Both of them are rescue
dogs. Hi, Detective Doozle! Okay, go ahead.
And Julie.
They're always handsome.
I love a dog with a human name.
So do I. All right.
There should be a link.
I'm going to call my next dog Bob.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Deb.
Well, anyway, Detective Doozle has been talking with Julie. They've been working on this together, okay. And they were wondering about this because they said there are three things that bring someone down. Mm. And they were talking about politics, and they were talking about Mr. Romney there. And they said, first thing is money. And obviously, he has lots of that.
Yes.
And the second thing Detective Doozle came up with was greed, which we seem to be seeing some of that coming out in him. And the final thing, which we have yet to see, is sex.
Oh.
Sex?
Well, what is Detective Doozle, what is he sussed out about that?
What is he what?
What does Detective Doozle think is going to be the sex scandal?
Well, he's not sure. He's working on the case right now. He works for Bevel Rubs and Cookies.
Oh, so he's a real detective.
Why do I sense that this clip is going to end up on Newsbusters later today? Or on Fox News as an example of liberals. All right. We love you, Deb. And Detective Doozle
so
and Julie.
And Julie.
Okay. There he is in the man. Oh, my goodness.
Sounds like an Ed Sullivan act.
Yeah.
Detective Doozle and Julie.
Well, when I...
And the Beatles.
When I first got jazz, I contemplated changing his name to Paul. Just because I love...
I like that.
Yeah.
What's not great about a cat named Paul?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Paul.
You remember Hal Sparks' friend named her Pomeranian Barbara Walters?
Yes.
So, and then when she got lost, Hal had to go through the
Barbara
neighborhood.
Walters,
Barbara Walters!
Barbara Walters!
Barbara Walters is a bad girl!
You
Barbara Walters! Get over here!
The name wasn't even shortened to Barbara. It was Barbara Walters.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Let's...
Of course, the dog had no problem saying woof.
Woof. Woof. Hello. All right. Let's. All right. Now I'm going to do that all morning.
Yeah,
let's
all right.
dive in. Let's dive into the White Wing Wild. Here we go. This is where we dive in. Oh, there we go. Thank you. All right. Britt Hume.
Who looks like a dog?
Who looks like a Shar Pei. We have...
No, they're not familiar.
Right. Because we're trying to be helpers.
Sure.
We're just saying that I think his enunciation problems are because of the Shar Pei-like folds of something that's...
Skin.
Just like a little... Well, we made
a clothespin.
Yeah, speaking of dogs, we made two suggestions. A clothespin.
Yeah.
In the back. No one would see it.
Right.
Or a shower cap, because my neighbor's dog had... What's those dogs? The...
Basset hound.
And they put a shower cap on him when they take him for a walk so his ears don't drag. And I'm just saying, Britt Hume.
Maybe that's why Billy Gibbons keeps wearing that weird hat.
Yeah.
All right, Britt Hume on
Fox. The top income people in this country pay a huge share of the taxes, way disproportionate to the size of the income that they receive. But it's not going to be enough for this president, who I think has an attitude of almost bordering on contempt for successful businessmen.
Oh, God's sakes.
Yeah, because there are
really?
No successful businessmen working for the Obama.
Right.
What?
No, Jeffrey Immelt is not, a part of the Obama administration.
Yes, no, or what do you call it, Warren Buffett.
Buffett is not an Obama supporter. Yes. Brittany just throws that crap out there with absolutely no basis for
fact.
Well,
that's because he's a journalist. You know, that's what they do.
Sure. Okay, Maria Bartiromo and Bill Griffith at CNBC's on The Closing Bell. Is
yes.
that the name of the show?
It's called Closing Bell.
Closing Bell.
Yes.
When they do get around to hiring people, it's likely to be an explosion of hiring because they're probably dying to hire people if you give them clarity.
Will they do it if President Obama gets reelected?
Big question.
Big question.
Oh, yes. Well, that's straight news reporting.
God.
Oh, I see. So they're just like holding it in right now.
Yeah.
They're just dying to have a, like the Hulk busting out of his clothes, dying to go on hiring sprees, but just.
Right. But only if Romney gets elected.
Right.
Yeah.
Not when the black guy's there.
Right.
Okay. Wow. Okay. They're all backed up, is what he's saying. Yeah. It's going to be a big hiring colon blow.
Colon blow.
And then if Romney gets in. Okay. All right. Well. All right,
no, it'll be when the Republican Congress gets voted out.
Yeah.
They'll actually act on something the president.
Rush Limbaugh.
I think it can now be said without equivocation, this man hates this country.
Oh.
He is trying, Barack Obama is trying to dismantle,
yes.
brick by brick, the American
figured
dream.
It out.
There's no other way to put this. There's no other way to explain this.
There is.
As
you're an idiot.
President, a radical ideologue, ruthless politician who despises the country.
Based on what?
Nothing. On his associations with Bernadine Dorn.
Even if you don't agree.
That's what he went on to say.
Bernadine Dorn?
Yes.
Right. Back in the...
Huh?
There was no association with Bernadine Dorn!
I don't really... Okay. even if you really don't care for any of the president's policies, really? Do you really? Do normal people really think the president hates America?
People who listen to Rush Limbaugh think the president hates America.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. One of my Goldman Sachs buddies tried that on me on the bike trip, by the way. He's like, well, when the president gets what he wants and no one makes over $250,000 a year. And I'm like, really? Do you really think that? Do you really? And then he's like, no, not really. Let's do this hill.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Yeah, that shut him up.
All right. Okay.
Do you really think that?
Really?
Yeah. All you have to do is just ask the people to back up their assertions, and they back down, and they say, let's go ride the hill.
Yeah.
That's.
I mean, you may be sitting in your car listening to Rush going, that's right, Rush, ditto.
Yeah.
But then when you have a face-to-face conversation with a human, you really? Okay. All right. Sean Hannity.
How is he going to legislate that exactly? How can he say,
no I one hate in this America, Bill.
Yeah.
Will ever make more than a dollar.
Because
I'm going to see to it.
Hate America.
Because I hate America.
Okay. Sean Hannity on the radio.
You're going to hand this country right back to these progressives for another four disastrous years.
Oh, no.
And that will effectively enable them to permanently and fundamentally complete their transformation of the United States. So, in other words, you better fight hard, and you better know that the stakes are high.
Oh, boy.
Because four more years of Obama will end America, the country we love as we know it.
God. Yeah, it'd be almost as bad as the Clinton years when we had a massive surplus, which George Bush couldn't wait to get rid of.
I mean, and Rush are getting a little drama queenie.
They're a little hyperbolic.
Getting a little drama queenie, a little panicky.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I don't feel fine.
It's the end. Mike, hit the lights on your way out. Okay.
You need to talk to your friend, Sean Hannity.
All right, I'll give him a jingle later.
Uh-huh.
I should just text him. Really? Seriously?
End of the country as we know it?
Okay.
Just give him a little model of Reagan that says, Sean, you're an idiot.
Just remind
him. Pulling the string.
Yeah, remind him how many times Reagan raised taxes.
11 times.
He doesn't like when you bring
him up. Oh, I know he doesn't.
Okay. Gretchen Carlson to Mitt Romney on Fox and Friends.
People find it ironic, Governor, because they accuse the president of apologizing to foreign nations all the time, but he has also said now that he won't apologize to you for apparently calling you a possible felon.
What? Huh? How do you make that leap? What the?
Wait, what? Okay, first of all, the press has never apologized for America. That's the thing they keep throwing out that I...
Yeah, I'd like them to produce the tape on that.
Okay. Well, he correctly pointed out that we overthrew the democratically elected Mossadegh government in Iran because he wanted to nationalize the oil companies.
But there was no apology.
No.
Oh, boy. Okay.
He admitted something.
Gretchen Carlson, produce the effing tape on that before you throw crap like that out. Thank you.
And by the way, the president did not call Mitt Romney a felon. Stephanie Cutter
said that.
Yes, said.
Either he's a liar or a felon.
Or he lied to the SEC or he's lying. And that's true.
And lying to the SEC.
And all you need to do is.
Were you lying then or are you lying now?
Release the tax returns and we'll know. So there you go. Release the meetings of the Bain, minutes of the Bain meetings.
The question is, were you lying then? Are you lying now?
That, see?
Or are you not, in fact, a chronic and habitual liar?
No! Okay. Pat Robertson, you haven't given us any evil uncle chuckles in a while.
Yeah.
This is the part where he reads letters and gives, dating advice and stuff?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
I'm a Christian. She's a Muslim. Uh-oh. People have told me to break it off with her. What do you think?
No way. No way. I mean, she'll want to do her Muslim thing, and you'll want to do your Christian thing, and there'll be a constant struggle and strife. Mm-hmm. Walk away.
Oh.
Well, okay.
Wow.
There's no way there can be any combination.
Oh, it's going to be all Muslim-y.
And I think you should say goodbye to all your Jewish friends, too, because they're not Christians.
Because they're going to want to do their Jewy thing.
Yeah, those get all Jewiness all over you. And
well, she wants to do the backstroke in the lake of fire forever with that Muslim. Wow. Okay.
That's awful.
Wow.
He's that guy at your Thanksgiving table.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, Uncle Chuckles. Okay.
I thought the Bible said, judge not lest ye be judged. That was kind of judgy.
Yeah.
That had judgy all over it.
Oh, Grandpa, did you sit on a pie again?
Alan in Tennessee, you're on the Stephanie Miller.
Careful of the apple pie on the seat.
Uh-oh!
Grandpa, are you sitting on the pie?
I sure hope so.
Hi, Alan in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, there's another black man that loves you.
Hello.
Did you see the verbal smackdown that James Carville did with John Hannity last night?
Oh, I did not.
Oh, it was like Chuck Norris going against a wet fish.
Wow.
Wow. Really? What?
Yes.
On what? On the Romney tax returns?
On the Romney tax return and the CBO facts about the economy.
Oh, awesome. Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. Yes. John Hannity's head almost exploded.
Yeah. Well, facts to Sean. You know, they're like, it's like garlic and a vampire. You know how it is. He likes me till I start bringing up facts.
Yeah. That must have been towards the end of the show because I kind of stopped watching.
Yeah. Lost the will to live.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, there's
okay.
that.
All right. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a combination of low self-esteem, low blood sugar, and mixing red wine with my dog's painkillers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Word.
I thought bird is the word. That's what I heard. Now, how do you put your hands in the air as if you don't care? Because you care so
no,
much.
No, just pretend
enough.
You care.
If you expended the energy to sure. put your hands in the air, you obviously care.
Thank
to
you,
some
William
degree.
F. Buckley.
It's too logical for popular yeah. music. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-712.
Milkshake brings all the boys to
really?
The yard?
All of them?
All of
that's
them?
A large yard.
Unless they're lactose intolerant.
Yes. Jim's just on a roll today at the voice spot. All right, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Ronnie in Richmond, Virginia. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, how are you doing, Steph?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. I hope you're weathering the heat. It's hot here in Richmond.
It's in the 70s here, so.
I'm not in yeah. Richmond, but thank you, Ronnie. Yes.
What I would like to bring to your attention, I watch the news all the time, and it seems to me that the government is controlling what is put onto the news. And they let us know what they want us to hear, and a lot of things slip through the cracks and are never brought up. I'll give you
like
a good
what?
Example.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a good example.
Okay.
When Bin Laden was killed, they sent the Navy SEALs in there, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, instead of doing that, if they were going to kill him, why didn't they just take an M60 tank and blow the place up?
Because they would destroy all the evidence.
Yeah, and kill innocent civilians.
Yeah,
Well,
here's the thing.
Wives
if they
kids.
Had taken a hostage and brought him home, we got a lot of information from him.
Sure, easier
but
said than done, Ronnie.
Yeah, they think the general public out here are naive and ignorant, but okay. It's ridiculous what they're doing.
Why like, didn't you go in and capture him?
All
can
right.
you comment on that?
All right. I think, first of all, he's confused because his TV is in Richmond, Virginia. He thinks I am, too. I enjoy this heat here in Richmond. I'm not in Richmond. I'm okay. I think he talks to the TV a lot. I think he talks to me. Like, just when I'm on
another
the TV.
Another thing. He's
still talking to me right now.
I think he's trying to type something in the small box.
I
the subject
too.
Line.
I
right,
do, too.
Right now.
He's
I bought
words.
One of them Snuggies, and it didn't fit right. And...
I'm probably responsible for that, too. I sent him the wrong size Snuggie.
Yeah, good
okay.
job.
Okay. Kathy in Massachusetts, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Kath.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Good. Listen, I have two things. Now, if Romney is truthful about being at Bain for 25 years, that would take him to the year 2002, right?
Rups. Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah, and secondly, if you commit fraud or a felony, you can't even become a school teacher. Is it true that you can still become a president?
Yeah. Well, and here's, like, I get it that he's, like, he's on the attack, Romney. He accused President Obama of running a campaign based on falsehood and dishonesty.
Such
however,
as?
Yes.
But?
You won't release any information, so how would you, Yeah, and he brushed aside suggestions, as we said, even from a lot of, including a lot of other Republicans that he released his money more in terms of his tax returns. He went on Fox and Friends.
Of course he did.
Yesterday. And he was responding to Rahm Emanuel and others who accused him of whining. Isn't he the one that said this isn't, what did he call it during the Republican primary? This isn't beanbag or whatever.
Beanbag.
So, yeah, meaning it's politics is a tough, you know, of course, context if you're running on your business record,
right,
people are going to bring up your business
record.
Right.
Like beanbag, though.
This ain't something. T-ball, something. I don't know what he said. I'll find it. Romney slammed Obama for running a campaign based on falsehood and dishonesty, insisting it won't have long legs this fall. Yeah, I think it will.
Computer says, yeah.
Yeah, I think it will.
It will for as long as you don't release your tax return.
Yeah. Hmm? Obama's attacks may work in Chicago, Romney said, but it won't work across America.
Yeah, Chicago is in America.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it will work. Yeah.
Has Chicago liberal replaced San Francisco liberal as a pejorative among the Republicans?
And there are a lot of conservatives in Chicago.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah.
Especially in the suburbs.
Didn't he, is it me or did he inadvertently admit that there's a lot of bad stuff in there? He said he wouldn't release his tax returns. It would only give more ammunition to the Obama campaign.
That's an admission of something.
Wow.
Being
oh, really?
There.
Well, so you mean.
Okay, then.
Oh.
There's nothing there. But if you see it, it's going to be bad. Wow, are you a rotten liar?
What did I just say? Yikes. Chris in Oakland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to talk about the election, too. But real quick, before I do, I'd like to address something Ronnie said. The reason they didn't send an M60 tank in is because that is no longer our main battle tank. We now use the M1 Abrams. Ronnie. Come on.
Why didn't we send a Sherman in there?
Yeah, why not a Sherman tank?
I would have strafed him in my shop with camel.
Take him off with a Springfield. You guys caught what Harry Reid was saying during the Disclose Act debate about 17 old, bitter old white men waking up the morning after the election realizing they just bought the country.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I think that's the only way is with the money that they can win this election. The only way that they're going to win, you know, a hold your nose vote for Romney, I think, is with the money in it. And what really worries me is that if that occurs, I think it's going to fracture this country even more. I mean, people are going to be so many more people with a bad taste left in their mouth. And it's just, and I don't think they realize that. You know, when they play these games, And they throw this money around, and I hope they don't realize it, because if they do realize it, that means that they really are corrupt and cynical, and they don't care about this country. I hope it's just that they're ignorant, and they don't know the damage they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And we had Senator Merkley on yesterday talking about the Disclose Act. I mean, it really is incredible. These stories, they have no sense of hypocrisy. You know, Mitt Romney has just been talking about... the campaign finance advocates, Romney throwing stones from his big glass house. His bold new attack on President Obama is that the White House is a hotbed of crony capitalism designed to pay off big-time Democratic donors. Government transparency groups say if Romney wants to attack the president, he better put his anonymous money where his mouth is.
Yeah.
He won't even say who his bundlers are.
Project much?
So how would we know? I mean, Obama, everybody else, here we go again, has followed a different set of rules, has always disclosed their bundlers.
Yep.
Romney won't disclose his. So, how do you throw stones from that house? I mean, it's incredible. And apparently, Theresa Heinz Kerry ran for president, so that's, I guess that's, he made that point.
And that's
why
she lost.
John McCain ran for president and released 2 years of tax returns. John Kerry ran for president. You know, his wife, who has hundreds of millions of dollars, she never released her tax return.
Yeah,
Somehow this wasn't an issue.
She wasn't running for president.
A, not running for president. B, did release tax returns 2 years just like you. And John Kerry released 20
years.
But other than that, everything just... That's so weird that the folks at Fox and Friends missed the actual journalism involved in that.
There was no follow-up.
Just nodded.
Isn't that interesting?
A bunch of bobblehead dolls.
There's no journalism that goes on over
there.
That's
what we need, a Jackie Schechter bobblehead doll.
Yes!
We'll talk next to go with the mud flaps. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Hour number 2, 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, stephaniemiller.com, the website. Why, I'm wearing my Sexy Liberal Tour t-shirt, sexyliberal.com, Sexy Liberal on Facebook and on Twitter. Please, we have L.A. coming up, the big show with the Pantages, the right-wing radio host that works next door.
Yep.
He just popped his head in earlier and he said, I just looked at the chart for the Pantages, you're almost sold out.
Yeah.
I'll never make fun of you again. Thank you. Thank you.
We'll see you along the sticks to that.
You know how much that man's been giving me over the years.
I know.
And I'm finally getting the respect I'm entitled to.
I think he thinks it's because you're hot. That's why he gives you so much crap.
Mm. Oh, please.
Well,
he likes to knock. He comes in and knocks the books out of my hands.
He does.
Exactly.
He wants to kiss me and date me. All right. Yeah, he's going. His karate instructor is a big fan.
Sensei.
Mm-hmm. I never thought I'd have that conversation with him.
Yeah.
My sensei loves you. Okay. Anyway, hurry. There are a few tickets left, but I would hurry for the Pantages next Saturday, mm-hmm. July 28th. And then we got Columbus coming up in August, Seattle in September. And another really big announcement this week.
Would your boogity boogity cheese hat have anything to do with
partially, it? Partially. It has something partially to do with it. Aren't I mysterious and exotic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a woman from the Far East.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of mysterious and exotic. All right, this made me feel better about my non-existent love life. Because last week we did the story about the 700-pound woman that has sex like 10 times a day.
Yeah. She's getting more than you.
Yeah. Nothing. Got nothing. Wow. Nothing. Have you watched TLC's Strange Sex Show? Anybody? Anybody?
No. I've come across it every once in a while.
You what?
Wow. Really? Literally? That's disgusting.
Nice.
You're going to short out your television. Okay.
Moving on.
We need some squeezy music.
All right.
Wow. Tiffy, you're cleaning lady. Again? So they found a 34-year-old man who breastfeeds from his wife to help his erectile dysfunction problem.
Whatever it takes, I guess.
Wait a minute, you sound like you approve of this. What, huh?
Hey,
Jeff and Michelle.
Whatever floats your boat.
Mm-hmm. Jeff and Michelle, who for some reason want to have their last names withheld.
Yet they were on a national TV show.
They've been incorporating...
And their address is 123 Elm Street.
Incorporating breastfeeding into their sexual routine since a few months after the birth of their child. Jeff drinks his wife's milk, quote, straight from the source.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do both finders find the process intensely erotic, Jeff also said it alleviates his erectile dysfunction. Oh, he would like to point out the children's get first priority.
Oh, good.
I don't know if he takes a number like in a deli or just as, you know, like, gets to be a backup.
Number 42.
They have two kids. Jeff and Michelle first submitted an application. They were hoping to be featured for a different fetish, vampirism. They're also into vampirism.
Does that mean what I think
yes,
it means?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Wimpy vampirism.
He's a little bitey. Okay. The vampirism alleviated his erectile dysfunction symptoms somewhat, Jeff said, but the two practiced it fairly infrequently, partially due to the risk of scarring.
And blood loss.
Yeah.
When Michelle began breastfeeding, the vampirism had to stop since her breasts had been the target of choice for Jeff's bites.
Oh, no, that's no good.
These kids are a couple of freaks. We're not judgy here.
Well, you know what? I'm glad they found each other.
Sure.
If, you know.
Then the two got the idea to experiment with Jeff breastfeeding. They thought it was a natural transition. Sure.
Okay.
Jeff noted his ED symptoms have not been completely cured. ED has still reared its ugly head, no pun intended.
So to speak.
He said, even so, it's no big deal. If his wife stops producing milk, we'll just go back to vampirism. That is spectacular. Zoinks!
I'm kind of sorry I sent that story to you yesterday.
Being single is looking better every
day.
That was somewhat disturbing. Okay.
Not as disturbing as the testicle-eating fish.
No, the Paku fish yesterday.
Paku man.
I'm sending that fish to Orly Tate's dentistry, because that's weird.
Yeah, it needs braces.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And a little teeth whitening, I think, too.
Like some veneers, maybe.
Yeah, smoking.
Veneers.
All right. So, you know what else is disturbing? Mitt Romney singing.
Yeah.
Oh, listener Greg did a parody. This is a parody of Mitt Romney's. Oh, it's homemade.
Yeah, it's cute.
Oh, beautiful for tax loopholes, for my wife's dressage whores, for freedom for my Mormon church to own the universe.
Oh,
Amercia, Amercia, I owe so much to thee. But don't expect a big tax check. Accountants work for me.
All right. Yay.
Yay.
All right.
He hit the notes too well.
Yeah, that was a little too on key.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful, her spacious skies forever reverberating.
Okay. Mittens on not releasing his tax returns on the Fox and Friends, I believe. Yesterday.
The Obama people keep on wanting more and more and more, more things to pick through, more things for their opposition research to try and make a mountain out of, and to distort, and to be dishonest about. We're going to put out 2 years of tax returns, and put out one already, as soon as the most recent year is complete. We'll put that out.
Oh, okay. Hmm. That's all the help that you get to see.
Yeah, and yet your dad said you should release 20 years at least.
Yeah. As everybody's been saying, boy, that seems to imply that there's something really bad in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. He, Mitt Romney, he said, public will see 2 years of returns and no more. Said, we're going to put out 2 years. The fact that, by the way, MSNBC host Joe Scarborough, Republican, said the fact is there are a couple of years he may not have paid any taxes. Maybe he's concerned about that, but if it's going to come out, he needs to get it out now so he has a couple of months to explain it. I mean, just joining the growing line of Republicans saying he needs to release them.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, there's going to be wild speculation.
There's nothing there, and you can't look at it.
No. Uh-huh. Okay. That doesn't make one suspicious at all. Mittens.
I think when people accuse you of a crime, you have every reason to go after them pretty hard, and I'm going to continue going after him.
Nervous laughter.
Oh, boy. Here's his media. It's Romney prepares to bore nation with selection of safe vanilla Veep.
Yeah.
What a story in the New York Times indicating Romney is poised to select one of the few high-profile but relatively uninspiring Republican office holders from the upper Midwest has left the political world yawning.
Yeah.
If the intention is to change the subject from all this, you know, the taxes and Bain, a lackluster VP pick may fail in that effort, according to Mediaite. This is the New York Times. Romney has reached a decision, his friends believe, and he may disclose it as soon as this week.
Yeah. They're saying it's Tim Pawlenty.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Yeah. Ooh, the sizzle of Teapaw is going to be back.
Wow. Just show a picture of that bridge collapsing over and over and over again.
You know what? We just had Michael McDonald in here, who played
comedian.
Stewart on Mad TV, and that's what he reminded me of in that debate, because remember he said something sort of vaguely critical on the campaign trail of Romney, and then in the debate he was like, remember he wouldn't say it?
Yeah.
He was like, they were like, would you like to repeat what you said? I can't remember what it was. And he was like,
no.
Yeah, Rob Portman and John Thune are the other things, the other names being
the
speculated.
Things.
Things, names.
Vice things.
Sorry.
Vice things.
But they're saying, you know, he wants to avoid being upstaged. Pawlenty would avoid what some pundits have called the mistake of 2008. They mean Sarah Palin.
They're swapping out one mistake for another mistake.
Oh, she was exciting, that's for sure.
Well, she got sizzle.
Yeah, they're saying, I mean, media is saying the president's personal favorability remains remains quite strong, and what's more, most Americans, including independents, do not blame the president for the economy's slow recovery. So, yeah, exactly. They're saying so a really safe choice may not help him either.
Mm-mm.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Caribou Barbie, she is apparently going to be known Casa in Tampa, according to the...
Wow. She hasn't been invited yet.
Oh, golly. Also, too.
Oh, boy.
Guess they're... Yeah, where is it? Here it is. No Tampa invite for Palin. I love this story. A jolt of Palin at Romney's convention seems most unlikely. The Romney camp prides itself on slavish adherence to script, and Palin cannot be trusted to avoid the impulse to go rogue.
Go rogue.
And
go rogue, you betcha.
That is why.
Team of Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
Go on rogue.
That's why perhaps the Romney camp does not ask Palin to speak at the convention, nor contacted her about even attending.
Yeah.
She probably can't even get a hall pass. Oh, you know who I used to be. Queries to the Romney camp about a possible Palin role met with stony silence. What can I say? She responded in an email. One must remember this isn't Sadie Hawkins, and you don't invite yourself at a date to the big dance.
Also, whatever.
Sadie Hawkins. Wow.
Wow, there's a reference you don't hear every day.
No. Okay.
All right.
She's going to end up inviting herself. I mean, she's too egotastic to not do that.
Lee in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
First time I'm calling.
Okay.
Happy to talk to you.
Yeah.
And I am one of those disgusting Chicago liberals.
Oh, there you go.
Also, I'm going to pray tonight that Ronnie is definitely a registered Republican and stays one. Number three, Geithner. Remember when they were talking about when Geithner was first appointed,
right,
and they were talking about how his taxes were the biggest thing, and Obama appointed a fraud, and they tried to make it the biggest story. Well, now all of a sudden, Mitt Romney, who's running for president, his taxes are just a distraction.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me, and it's the epitome of hypocrisy.
Well, exactly. It's like Harry Reid said, you can't get appointed a dog catcher without releasing your tax return. Somebody made a good point yesterday. They called. They said, when I bought my house, I had to give them 3 years of tax returns just to buy a house. I mean, it really is. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. All right, 17
minutes.
Well,
I want to buy the White House, so.
Yes. Yes, he is trying to buy the White House.
For that, you need 20 years.
Yeah. 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
By lately, you mean the 80s?
21 minutes after that. Please, call me Miss Miller. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Doris in Kentucky. Hey, Doris, welcome.
Yes, thank you, Stephanie Miller, and my volume here. Hey, I have a theory on as to why Mitt would not release those tax returns. You see, if he deducted business expenses and travel and business for his corporate meetings where he was not supposed to be engaging in business with Bain, that will be like making a false statement to the IRS. And, you know, you can lie to the American people all you want to, but you don't lie to the IRS.
Yep, yep, exactly. By the way, I was mentioning this earlier, but it's, another...
Right-wing hypocrites!
The headline says it all. Romney accuses Obama of paying off top donors, won't release his own donor list.
Oh!
So we wouldn't have any way of knowing, you see.
Okay.
Mitt Romney campaign strategist Ed Gillespie accused the White House of favoring its top fundraisers when it comes to government policy. First of all, no evidence on that, but Romney refuses to release a list of his biggest backers, meaning there's no way to tell whether he would correct the problem that he's alleging the president is. That is just spectacular. Even for the Romney camp.
Good Lord.
It's another version of the same story. Talking Points memo, campaign finance advocates Romney throwing stones from his big glass house. The corruption claims have not held up well with fact-checkers or voters thus far. Romney doubling down, though. The Obama administration is doling out political payoffs. Yeah, I don't know whether they're just desperate to try to distract attention from the whole Bain and taxes thing, but
it's not working.
Yeah, the executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics, which tracks campaign donations, expressed shock and amazement that Romney would try to claim the high ground on rooting out undue influence from big donors. I mean, after all, Romney refused to even name his top fundraisers, commonly called bundlers.
Mm-hmm.
The information's been standard, much like the release of tax returns for presidents and hopefuls in recent election cycles. Obama, George W. Bush, John McCain all named their bundlers. Unlike Obama and all other recent presidential nominees, Romney's refusal to release bundlers is really sticking a finger in the eye of citizens who need this information to effectively monitor government.
Shouldn't it be required by law to release the names of your bundlers?
Yeah, Mitt Romney is raking
in... We all bundle.
Mitt Romney is raking in big bucks from lobbyists whose main goal is to secure government contracts and get deals for their clients. He should be careful about throwing stones from his big glass house.
Yeah.
Center for Responsive Politics said on Monday, Senate Republicans, we talked to Jeff Merkley about this.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're expected to block a vote on the Disclose Act, which would require anonymous money groups to disclose exactly who's backing their political advertising. So this is just a confusing line of attack for Romney. I maintain, Jim, that I think he is working for the Obama campaign. He is the Washington General. I'm just saying, President Obama has met Meadowlark Lemon. I think this whole thing may be staged.
Or maybe he's having a brain-related event.
It's the worst campaign ever. Carol in Pennsylvania, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
I have a question for anybody to answer. It seems that the top 1% are the job creators, and the Bush tax cuts have been in since, I don't know, what, 6, 7, 8 years.
Yep.
I want to know what these creators have been creating, certainly not jobs.
Yep. Yep. It's the question everybody keeps asking over and over, Carol, and the Republicans never answer it. They never answer if they have these tax cuts now, why aren't they creating jobs?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Why were so many more jobs created under Bill Clinton's tax rates, which is all we're talking about going back to?
That's right.
They make it sound like we're talking about going back to Eisenhower tax rates or something. I mean, or even Reagan. Yikes. Yikes. Dave in Wisconsin. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
2 points. One, the issue of Romney and his tax returns. Wouldn't you agree that people who are in those higher tax brackets have a team of accountants that are staying within the guidelines of the tax code and therefore are allowing these kinds of deductions to reduce their taxes?
Yeah. David, that's what a lot of people are saying, is nobody is saying, well, first of all, we wouldn't know because we won't release his tax returns. Nobody's saying that he's done anything illegal. But
I think
his tax returns would be a perfect example of what's wrong with our tax code.
Exactly. I was watching the show. Maybe I presume you're familiar with the Bill Press, full press court.
Yes, I've heard
him. He actually called him a tax cheat this morning.
Oh.
And how can he say that when nobody knows what deductions were taken or was he outside of the tax code that exists today? Everyone who is in those upper tax brackets take advantage of what's within
the
tax laws.
Well, Dave, I think the problem is, you know, if Joe Scarborough, among others, is right that he paid zero some years and that's the reason he doesn't want to, I just don't know anybody that thinks that's fair.
That's not fair at all.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. Doug in North Carolina, Bill Press is, no one can control him.
If you're taking advantage of the largesse of the United States of America, you need to pay your taxes in order to pay into that largesse.
Yep. Sorry. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug.
Good morning, Stephanie and crew. How y'all doing this morning?
Okay. Good. Go ahead.
Great. Hey, 2 points. First theory, why Mitt's not having Sarah at the convention. Do you remember when Mitt announced when he was running for president? Who happened to show up on the Look at Me bus tour the same day at the same place
right.
and stole his thunder? So I'm sure he's probably has some resentment about that. And I just love how
just to be fair, it's not hard to steal Mitt Romney's thunder.
he's not exactly
Thor.
Not at all. But it was just that's so pale and the phony, I might run for president, send me your money, even though I decided a long time ago I'm really not going to run for president. It's such a fake. But, you know, I also find funny, like, talking about fakes, you know, college dropouts like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh are demand, whenever somebody brings up Romney, show his tax returns, they turn around and say, how come Obama hasn't shown us his college transcripts? Like, those are apples and apples. Give me a break.
Okay. Kate in Massachusetts, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Kate.
Hello, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
I just wanted to give you a little FYI here. When Mitt was here,
yes,
when he was our governor,
mm-hmm.
when he left, do you know the sleazy thing he did? He actually had people go into the office after he had left to take down his curtains.
Really?
Honest to God.
Just saving money, huh? Nice.
That's just a little tidbit of the way this man's mind works.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, they were custom curtains for his office. And unless he makes a duplicate of that office in one of his homes, he has absolutely no use for those curtains.
I'll take the curtain rods,
and then
too.
He beat up on Massachusetts.
Yeah.
That's fine thanks they get for the nice curtains they gave him. That's a lovely parting gift. 29 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce from Esquire.com next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, bitch, police.
take your line of bull down to the corner market and sell it there, because this five and dime isn't buying your line today.
I don't think they'll take that at the corner store either.
No.
34 minutes after the hour, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. We have Mudcat Saunders, Dave Mudcat Saunders, coming up next hour. Very first time on the show. Very excited.
That's right.
And Representative Tim Ryan to talk about the, tax cut fighting Congress, etc. All right. Our Tuesday pals here. There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
I'm sorry, I retroactively retired over the weekend. Nah. I've never been on your show.
What happened? What?
I didn't have anything to do with it. I'm a regular on the Stephanie Miller Show, but I had no responsibilities whatsoever, and I made $100,000.
Awesome. Good for you. Nicely done, sir.
We paid you $100,000?
Really? Wow.
Chris, you know we've been hiding the money. and I have a complicated embezzlement scam.
We do.
Scam going.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
involving Stephanie Miller Schwag.
It's snuggling with Mitt's money in the Caymans. As usual, you have my favorite piece on Mitt Romney. You say contempt for the help. Why Romney won't give it up? I mean, this is what this is all about, right? Even Republicans have been saying this. It's arrogance.
I'm not sure that there's anything, in the tax returns that we don't already know or suspect,
right,
that can do them any more damage than, the endless speculation of what might be in there is doing him.
He just
doesn't want to do it. He doesn't think it's something that someone of his station should have to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
he's dug in his heels, and because the entire party he purports to lead is out of its mind, there's nobody in the party who can come to him and tell him to do it.
I think come November, the help's going to make him eat the pie.
Yeah, I like the help. In the movie, The Help.
You and me and Al Sharpton, because it's going to be blueberry pie.
Yeah. Blueberry pie. Look
at the face of
the blueberry pie.
It's going to have to lean forward. Charlie, so you were saying, though, in your piece, the same thing we were saying this morning, how curious is it that he's babbling about Teresa Hines Carey? Seriously?
Well, you know what happened was he pulled out the well, John Kerry only released 2 years of his tax returns.
That's a lie.
And then everybody in Massachusetts stood up and said, wait, he's been releasing them every time he ran for Senate for like 20 years. We have them all here.
Right.
And
yeah.
So, the Romney Communication Brain Trust, put the hamster on the wheel again and decided, oh, you know what, let's talk about his wife. And it turns out she released some, too.
Yeah.
She did. She released 2 years and she wasn't the candidate.
Yeah.
I mean, they always filed separately anyway. The whole line of argument just made no sense, did it?
Right. Well, it was a desperate, bailout, because his original thing turned out to be, surprise, surprise, lousy staff work.
Yeah. Yeah. I just love how you break it down. It's helpful, you say, to always remind yourself that in the mind of Willard Romney, there are two kinds of people, himself and his family and the help. Throughout his career, and especially throughout his brief political career, Romney has treated the help with a kind of lordly disdain. And I love how you describe it. The help has no right to go pawing through the family books, giggling at the obvious loopholes and tax dodges, running amok through all the tax shelters, probably getting their chocolatey fingerprints all over the pages of the Romney family ledger.
No, I mean, you walk through Mitt Romney's life and you're behind the velvet ropes. It's like going to Graceland.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but it's hilarious. You say it isn't, this isn't stubbornness. What it is fundamentally is contempt. Contempt for the process, contempt for the people who make their living in that process, contempt for the people whose lives depend on the process. There are rules for the help with which Willard Romney never has to abide.
There's no reason for him to behave the other way, because this has worked for him his entire life. Look at how, this all came up in the primaries.
Yeah,
and he simply brushed it aside with all the money, right, and money bombed anybody brought it up. He did the same thing in Massachusetts when he ran for governor here against a state treasurer woman named Shannon O'Brien. She brought all this stuff up.
Right.
And the only person that actually made it stick was Ted Kennedy.
Yeah.
Because he had too much money to be outspent, and he had too much, historical gravitas to be ignored.
Yeah.
And
well,
he was, and I think what you're seeing it, with the Obama campaign is the same thing. I mean, this is not an opponent you can simply buy off, bury under money, or brush aside.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but what is
and,
your
and,
sense?
And given
you...
that circumstance, he doesn't have a plan B.
But I mean, when you have this perfect storm of even conservatives, though, whether it's George Will or Scarborough, who, you know, name the, you know, the, they're starting
the
to pile
Alabama,
up.
The governor of Alabama is my favorite. I didn't even know who he was.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he called the press conference and said, release the damn tax returns.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, what's so...
I'm going to Tampa. I'm going to have a good time. I don't fight over this.
But you think he really is going to be able to...
Titty bars. What? Sorry, what?
Excuse me? Pardon me? You think he's really going to be able
to... Talking about teddy bears.
Yeah, teddy bears.
Teddy bears is what I said, yes.
Pardon me, teddy bears. He will not do it. You think he will...
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Who is it out there that can make him do it? That's the thing. He's not going to listen to George Will. He could hire George Will to, you know, polish his car. And Will would probably oblige.
Yeah.
Reince Priebus is going to go to him?
Yeah.
But, buy himself 100 Reince Priebuses.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, who's the power of the Republican Party? Or the Bill Kristol, who's wrong about everything?
Yeah.
Who's the power of the conservative movement that's going to go to Romney and say, you have to do this?
Sheldon Adelson? He wouldn't go to Mitt Romney.
I think Steve Doocy. I think
Sheldon Adelson is on Romney's side on this one.
Yeah,
exactly.
About
somebody who doesn't want his financial doings exposed.
Right, he's the de facto head of the Republican Party because he funds the entire thing.
Yeah, I mean, or him or people like him. Yes,
right.
Most of those people don't think you have any right to look at their tax returns. Look at how quickly they squashed the Disclose Act in the Senate yesterday.
Yeah.
All right.
This whole party's not dedicated to transparency. The only reason they're landing on Romney now is they think he's a lemon of a candidate, and he's got his feet tangled in an issue he can't get out of. That's the only reason they care. It's not because they're dedicated to transparency.
Yeah. Well, and the other bad news you reported on for comedy is that Ron Paul's 5 minutes are up.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of bad. The good folks of Nebraska have put an end to the revolution.
Yeah, because, as you say, they put a final end to the golden dream by which Crazy Uncle Liberty and his misguided legions would all raise all kinds of lovely hell at the RNC in Tampa.
Bless his heart.
Darn it.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's going to be down on what they're calling channel side, which is where apparently Sarah Palin's going to have her event. She has not been invited to
I know.
The main hall.
Yeah, I know. We were just talking about that. So talk to us about Virginia. You were talking about Politico's piece. It really is amazing. I think you're right. The media only has one storyline, that it's always close. It's going to be close. And they talked about...
I do think it's going to be close, but the piece was written as though nothing has happened in Virginia politically since 2010.
Right.
Surprised the president's running so well there, considering how badly the Democrats lost in 2010. Well, the Republican governor there has, wielded his magic transvaginal probe and made that advantage disappear.
You said McDonald.
And I don't even want to tell you where he made it disappear.
Yes. McDonald and the Republicans and his pet legislator decided to stick their official government-sanctioned Save the Snowflake Babies probes up the hoo-has of women in Virginia. That's what happened.
Well, not only that, but you had that escapade where they essentially tried to buy the presidency of the University of Virginia.
Yeah.
I mean, in Virginia was trending Democratic anyway. 2010, I would argue, McDonald's election 2009 and the results 2010 were the outliers.
Yeah.
So why Politico would be surprised the president is running strongly there is beyond me.
He's up, Quinnipiac has him up 5, right? And,
I think
that's
probably right.
Eight.
I think he's probably somewhere between 3 and 5, and he's going to have to work really hard to win it again. He's going to have to work really hard to win a lot of places he won last time. But I don't think that's a surprise to anyone.
So what are you hearing? Is it T-Paw is the vice presidential pick?
Well, I don't know. He's spending a lot of time with Governor, Kenneth DePage today.
I don't think it's going to succeed, you, in distracting from this whole Bain tax return.
Well,
thing.
I don't think. Well, as long as he's got other Republicans yelling at him about it, it's not going to distract because that will guarantee it stays on the front page.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because Republicans eating their own is a story that, you can't balance that. Although apparently, if I read today, I just put up a blog post today, David Brooks and Joe Klein are both, attempting to bail Mitt out on this whole thing, saying how mean Obama's being to him. And
really?
How terribly, it's actually sad. And David Brooks says that essentially what Bain did was act like a personal trainer to the nation.
A personal trainer?
Yeah, getting the these are his adjectives, not mine. Mm. Getting the puffy and self-indulgent folks out of the workforce.
Oh.
This to me makes David Brooks something of a sociopath, but write for the New York Times. But in any event, so there is kind of a little bit of a pushback, about how terribly unfair it is for the president to act like he wants to be president again.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Which seems to offend a lot of people. Wait, he's acting like he wants to get reelected. How dare he?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, did you see that? It's yet another story about mittens being mittens. Yeah. Mitt Romney, really, they should just tell him to stop. Stop trying to seem like you're trying to connect with actual people.
Actual humans, yes.
He held up the waiter. The help. He was talking about the help, Charlie Pierce. He held up the waiters and waitresses serving donors at this fundraiser last night as examples of people who aren't doing well under President Obama, saying the people serving the refreshments aren't having a good year. And he's the guy to help them.
Throw them a copper or two.
Yeah.
Oh, shoeshine boy.
Who calls dinner refreshments? That was our main question.
Well, that's an excellent question. I don't know. Were they serving like little hoodsies or something with wooden spoons? Or
well, I mean, if you're paying $50,000 a plate, I think you should get more than just refreshments.
Yeah, that's very good. You should get dinner and dessert.
Yes.
You shouldn't get refreshments. I have this vision of this of like one of the concession stands at Fenway Park, right?
Yes,
all these people in evening clothes. Waiting for their $8 beers and their $9 sausages.
Yeah, those are refreshments.
Pigs in blankets and, yeah.
Yes. Says Charlie Sheen.
Maybe they ran that little thing that used to be at the drive-in movies where they shoot the candy bar out of the cannon going, 5 minutes till showtime. This is our refreshment stand.
Yeah. Says Charlie Pierce, the mid-show sorbet on the Stephanie Miller Show. Absolutely. All right. Charlie Pierce, I love you, honey. See you next week.
I will cleanse your palate anytime, my dear.
Oh, yes, you will. See you next week, honey.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. He's getting randy.
Oh, my. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's a lot of zeros.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
How do you Tootsie Roll?
To the left. To the left. Okay. To the left. Left. To the right. No.
No.
40,
so
no.
To the left. If you do it to the right, it's good and plenty? And to the left.
No, it's Mike
right.
And Ike.
It is the gay candy.
Yeah.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 50 minutes after the hour. GoToMeeting, kids, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on that there. Try it free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie. All right. Man with the world's largest penis frisked by the TSA at a California airport. Did you hear this story?
In San Francisco, no less. Yeah.
Jonah Falcon. Hello.
Please and thank you.
His porn name.
No, he doesn't do porn.
He doesn't act in porn.
He was stopped and frisked by the TSA at San Francisco International Airport because of, he looked like he was smuggling something. And indeed he was.
He was smuggling a sausage.
The world's largest recorded penis. In an exclusive interview with the Huffington Post, he described his hard times with security guards after his extra carry-on became suspect. Wow! Okay, I know you want the fun facts.
I do.
Okay, 9 inches,
flaccid.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. I don't know if I could say that.
Inconvenient.
13 and a half inches. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay. His family jewel was hailed as the world's largest on record after an HBO documentary featured him in 1999.
What? HBO documentary?
I don't know. I guess it was a penis documentary. Hmm. As he passed through airport security, Falcon said a younger security guard felt threatened by his very noticeable package and interpreted it as a biological threat.
Well,
I said,
you can say that.
It's my... He gave me a pat down but made sure to go around my... with his hands. They even put some powder on my pants, probably a test for explosives. I found it amusing. Okay.
Well, he is an actor, though. But he's acted in, like, some real things. Like, CSI and stuff. Yeah.
Wow. You see the woman screening the X-ray? Wow!
Wow!
Pull over, mister.
Yeah.
Just saying.
He just doesn't take advantage of his gift when he acts, mm-hmm. if you will.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
That's that's stunning. Well, Juanita in Louisiana. Hello, Juanita.
Good morning. That's a tough act to follow.
Yes. Sorry to make you follow that. Go ahead.
I wanted to say about the Republicans that we started here with my memory of what their dirty tricks is Reagan starting with the trickle-down economics and the mental institutions closing, causing more and more homeless people. Mm-hmm. And then came tax cuts, deregulations of banks and stock markets, two wars, Halliburton started by
Dick Cheney.
Yep.
And then we had banking failures and foreclosures, and then Bush getting on TV with Bernanke telling us that Bernanke had to have control of all the money. And we're sitting here, you know, wondering what in the hell is going on.
Yep, yep, I hear you.
Well, another thing that's going on, Cheney's energy meetings, one of the things that they put forward was that you can't look into fracking. No regulation, no questions, no nothing. You know, no.
How can you do something that dangerous to the earth and not regulate it?
That's precisely why.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. So he can make gajillions of dollars before he kicks
the president
bucket.
On the campaign trail yesterday.
Somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we have that allowed you to thrive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Mitt Romney's going to fix that.
Yeah. Somebody made a good point about infrastructure.
Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. The Internet didn't get invented on its own. Government research created the Internet so
and
that all the companies could make money off the Internet.
Well, and then the right wing said yesterday, oh, it was the Defense Department that invented the Internet. The Defense Department is a part of the government.
Yeah.
Yes.
Duh.
Moron.
Big part of the government. Big and government in the same sentence.
Britt Hume said that. I'm like, are you really that stupid, buddy?
Obama yesterday on the
Governor Romney's experience has been investing in what were called pioneers of the business of outsourcing. I want to give tax breaks to companies that are investing right here in Ohio. They're investing in Cincinnati. That are investing in Hamilton County.
Mittens responding yesterday.
This is a tough time for the people of America. But if you're a campaign contributor to Barack Obama, your business may stand to get billions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars in cash from the government. I think it's wrong.
What?
I think it stinks to high heaven.
No. That just is such a curious line of attack in that he will not even disclose his
bundlers,
so we wouldn't ever know.
It's so weird.
That was just weird. Our friend Debbie Wasserman Schultz offered Mitt Romney's campaign some advice on money. They need to put on their big boy and big girl pants.
I love her so much.
And defend his record. Mitt Romney is running for president of the United States, and you know he and his campaign team leadership need to put on their big girl and big boy pants. They don't know. They don't want to show us his record. They're running the most secretive campaign for president of a major party in history. Either Mitt Romney was lying on the SEC forms and misrepresenting to his investors, which could be a felony.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Yep.
That he was the sole owner, president, CEO of Bain Capital from 1999 till almost the end of 2001, or he wasn't, and he represented that he was. I mean, is there a political campaign in history that would not use these SEC documents that were signed by Mitt Romney? I mean, they make it sound like this is so outrageous and unfair of the president to bring this up.
They're public records. Of course we could use it.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
He said, you know, it can't be both. So if he was the sole owner, president, CEO, then he is to be held accountable for the decisions that were made for the outsourcing of jobs that took place during that time.
And if he wasn't, he's a liar.
She talked about his tax record. She said he's obviously wanting to keep something under wraps, so we're going to continue to hold him accountable for that.
The question is, were you lying then? Are you lying now?
Now that you found that.
Are you not, in fact, a chronic and habitual liar?
Okay.
Tony in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tony.
Stephanie, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I'm a Ross Perot independent. I vote for the best person. But I'm a Vietnam veteran, and Mr. Romney and I are about the same age. And while I was serving over there, he was over in France doing on one of his little missions. And the man is a coward. Everything he does, he cannot stand up for his convictions of anything he stands for, just like he did with the Vietnam. He's got no guts. And I have one other thing to say. If you've never heard of this club, you need to look it up over the Internet. It's called the Bohemian Club. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not.
Okay, look it up over the Internet. It's been going on since 1871. It's up on the Russian River in Monterey, California. It's all Republicans. And I got invited in that in 1977, and it's a trip. Hmm. And all these deals that these Republicans are making are going through there.
Yeah.
Look it up.
I found more offensive, Tony, the thing he said about his sons, that, you know, none of them have served because they're serving a higher purpose, getting him elected president.
That's
incredibly
offensive.
That was... I'm just saying, yes, offensive to veterans,
well,
I think.
Well, like all these punks who, after 9/11, you know, said, well, how are you serving your country? Well, I'm staying here and making money
yeah.
for myself. That's
staying here and shopping.
Yeah, that was what George Bush said.
Sure.
If you don't, yeah.
If you don't shop, the terrorists win.
Exactly. All right. 58 minutes after the hour. Very exciting. Dave, I always forget his phone because all you can remember is Mudcat. Dave Mudcat Saunders joins us next to talk about their Cantor race, which, by the way, the polling, it's surprisingly close.
Don't talk to me about polling.
Okay.
What's a Mudcat?
And Representative Tim Ryan of Ohio to talk about the fight over the tax cuts in Congress as we continue 58 minutes after the hour. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. Oh, Madeline sends me an e-card. It's no longer box wine. The classy term is cardboard dough.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cardboard dough.
I'm an aficionado of the cardboard dough. SexyLiberal.com. You can get the Sexy Liberal t-shirt I'm wearing and also tickets to the LA show, which is nearly sold out next Saturday, July 28th. Get it. Go.
Yep.
And we have Columbus coming up and Seattle is in September. Get it. Go. And this magical t-shirt.
Huh.
Yeah, they have cute chick shirts like this.
Yeah, burnout shirts, which you have to wear something underneath. Otherwise, you show a little thing.
Mm. Okay, tarting it up for current cameras this morning. All right. We are very excited. I've never had Dave Mudcat Saunders on before, and we had the candidate in Virginia, Wayne Powell.
Right.
He heard us talking about him. He called in. We had Madeline Stowe on talking about him last week. He's really a terrific candidate, and it looks like it's going to be a close race against Eric Cantor in Virginia.
Absolutely.
That's because Dave Mudcat Saunders is on the case. Good morning, Dave. I just, you know, I love your voice so much I could just sit in a hammock with you for hours and drink mint juleps.
Well, I've admired you for a long time, and I've been mad at you because you've never had me on the program before.
Oh, I wish I'd known. I know. I love your work. Anyway, but talk to us about this race.
Well, we've got a close mutual friend, too, Shelley Wright.
Oh, yeah, she is awesome. Well, so, Dave, tell us about this race. This is, I mean, you know, you'd think, like, Eric Cantor would not be vulnerable, but the polling is already looking pretty good, right?
Well, you know, to beat anybody, you can't beat anybody with nobody. We've got a good candidate. I mean, when I first met him, I thought, you know, what a great horse. And, you know, our politics are very simple. And Wayne's politics follows mine, and, you know, that makes it just wonderful. But he's a basic, you know, expanded Jacksonian Democrat. He believes in social justice for all people. That includes gays and women. And economic fairness for all people, and that, of course, includes the hardworking middle class. And, you know, we're going to shout that message, and we're going to let people know who Wayne Powell is. And at the same token, we're going to go up, and we're going to hit Eric Cantor right in the mouth.
That's right. Yeah.
Mudcat plays tough. That's what I like about him. well, you know, I have a lot of politicians on, obviously, Mudcat. And Wayne called in, and I honestly couldn't have been more impressed with him. I mean, tell us about him. He was a colonel, correct? In the Army?
Yeah, he's a retired military intelligence officer in the Army. The great thing about him, I think, is his blue-collar upbringing. He understands, you know, what we face right now. He understands that everybody in America knows that we have a coin-operated government. And he wants to do something about it. And he is a patriot from the word go. You know, the fact he was raised in the shadow in Churchill in Richmond, which then was a very, very blue-collar neighborhood in the shadow of St. John's Church. He could have picked up a rock and hit St. John's Church where Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. And he's a true patriot. On the other hand, you know, Cantor's people have been on us because we questioned their patriotism. Of course we're going to question their patriotism. Here's a guy who bet against the United States of America by shorting U.S. Treasury bills. I mean, give me a break.
Right.
Well, and on top, he has a D rating from the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans Association. He voted against the new GI Bill, which, you know, let these, you know, heroes who come back at least have a shot at the American dream. And then the bank bailout, that one there, you know, he was the first one to step up and jump up and scream, we've got to bail out these big banks. But at the second, you know, that he got that through, then he gutted the most important portion of it was, you know, they had to lend the money back to individuals and to small business. And instead, you know, he gutted that part and it led to mergers and more bonuses. And now the five too big to fail banks are even too bigger to fail.
Mike, in my mind, too, he's just been sort of the face of this obstructionism and arrogance in the Republican Congress. And is it going to be good timing campaign-wise that they're going to go through this again? They're going to push us to this fiscal cliff, you know, with Eric Cantor in the lead on the Bush tax cuts, aren't they?
Well, they sent out an e-blast last week, and all they talked about was how he was the most anti-Barack Obama person in America. And, you know, I think it's going to backfire. I really do, because, yes, we're in a red district. It's plus 12 Republican in that district, but it's Virginia red. And what that means is that in Virginia red, and was proven when Mark Warner got 60% of the vote in this district in 2008 running as a Democrat, and it proves one simple point. Virginia red will vote red, white, and blue before it votes red.
Yeah, well, I mean,
in many cases, and this is about the country. I mean, we're starting a battle out here that I hope will resonate all over America, and we're getting great help from you. And, you know, the media's talking about it. Ed Schultz, God bless his heart, going on last night and getting after Sheldon Adelson, you know,
yep.
Or Adelson, however you say it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the battle is here in Virginia, and we're geared for it.
Yeah. Mudcat, and, you know, as a woman, I got to say, in my mind, I think you've gotten some help from Bob McDonald. There, I mean, I, you know, he really has overreached with the whole, you know, when your nickname is Transvaginal Bob around the country, you know that, you know, the war on women is real.
Of course it's real, and you know, I call him Sodomy Bob over over something he said years ago. They ask you, he had this bill in when he was in the legislature. It said that that before you could become a judge in Virginia, you had to sign an oath that you'd never committed sodomy. And so some guy from Newport News asked him if he'd ever committed sodomy, and he couldn't recall. And I said this on Rachel the other night. I mean, I've forgotten where my car keys were plenty of times. In fact, I've forgotten where my car was. But there's some things in this life I'm just not going to forget.
Oh, God, I love you more
he's helped us, but who's really helping us is Eric Cantor, because
yep.
He doesn't show up in the 7th District. You would have loved Madeline at the Hanover Tomato Festival the other day. She went up to Cantor's booth and just asked him, where is he? Well, first off, they were freaked out that Madeline Stowe walked up.
Most people would be a little startled.
But she just said, you know, why isn't he here? And we've got a video on it, and we'll be sure and get y'all a copy of it as soon as we get it finished. But he's never here. The district believes. I mean, he's got a 37% approval rating in the district.
Wow.
That's what he's got, a 41% reelect and a 43% replace. But at the same token, he's got all the money in the world.
Yeah.
And he's going to be rolling some big rocks down the hill on us.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can't stand out here and throw pebbles back up. And that's why, you know, I think everybody needs to go to cancanter.com. That's cancanter.com. And, you know, if you're tired of this coin-operated government headed by Eric Cantor, hell, let's fight the guy. I mean, Democrats,
yep.
it's wonderful to hear from so many Democrats all over, you know, the country, and especially Californians.
Yeah.
I mean, the people from California responded, and a lot of, you know, a great deal of that is, you know, is because of you that don't want this coin-operated government that we've got.
And, well, you and I both love the Politico headline today, the Democrats play hardball. It's about time.
Yes.
You know, whether
absolutely.
It's on the tax cuts or, you know, in the presidential race. Mudcat, you've been doing campaigns a long time. What is your sense of the whole tax return and Bain issue with Romney?
Well, Well, you know, there's a subliminal message there to I mean, even blue-collar workers. The deal is that Mitt Romney was in charge of a company who took advantage of other people's misfortune. And all of us out here, especially where I live and where I came for 2 days, you know, to see my daughter, but in the Appalachian Mountains of Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, people have taken advantage of our misfortune. Now, here's Mitt Romney, who took advantage of somebody's misfortune. And that's what it's about. I mean, greed has taken over our government like never, ever, ever before. And, you know, Mitt Romney and Eric Cantor are poster children for that greed, both
yeah.
of them.
For the, yeah, the top 1% and just the arrogance that, it, you know, in their case, I think goes with it. Mudcat, what a pleasure. And I've never asked you this, but what is Mudcat? Where did that come from, that nickname? I must know.
Well, I tell everybody a different story every time I ask that question. But mainly it was from a baseball player, and I got it, you know, playing Little League Baseball, a guy named Jim Mudcat Grant.
Oh, yeah,
who
okay.
He was a very celebrated pitcher, and I liked his pitching style, and I tried to emulate him, you know, throwing the ball. And plus, at the same time, I'm, you know, a coach, I used to go down and catch mudcats on the Roanoke
right.
River. And so it all just came together, and I got it. And I used to cry when people call me that.
No.
I thought I'd like it. But all of a sudden, I said, what the hell? And just let
embrace
it.
Embrace it.
Yeah.
Well, I could talk to you all day and pour you on my pancakes.
This is Chris. Are you from Virginia?
I'm from Southwest Virginia.
Okay. Okay, because I'm from Hampton Roads, and so I kind of recognized your accent.
Yeah, and Stephanie, you've got somebody in Lynchburg, don't
I got
you?
My family, my sister and her family live in Lynchburg, and my niece lives in Richmond. So I'll
Well, Jerry Falwell doesn't live down there anymore.
No. That's true.
No.
He's gone to the great, you know, pile of sausage gravy in the sky.
Yes. Mudcat, what a pleasure. I hope you come back again real soon. So glad
anytime.
To so
all
glad
right.
to finally meet you. All right,
CanCanner.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Yes,
right.
And we put a link to that up at Stephanie Miller's Facebook page.
Thank you, sir. See you soon.
That's wonderful.
All right, there he goes.
I hope Eric Cantor's bitch face just got bitchier.
Yeah. Wow.
What's not great about him?
I know. Love him.
Yeah, right. That's making me feel confident.
Yeah, a bit of Hampton Roads.
He did have a bit of Hampton Roads in there. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think we're getting in the mood to rock the boat, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Audra in Minneapolis. We could be the Black Eyed Peas of this election cycle. Someone needs to do a video of that, for God's
sure.
sakes. Let's get on it. All right. That was awesome. Audra in Minneapolis. Yay.
She's got a voice on
She's
her.
She's got some pipes, that
yeah.
gal.
Wow.
Wow-wee. 20 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sweet Lady Gaga, that is good.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Is the Stephanie Miller Show. The quiche is going fast, everybody.
That is really good quiche.
Taylor, our intern.
Yeah.
Look at it. You can't put that in front of Moots. It's like putting it in a bear cage.
Right. There was only one tiny slice out of there this morning, and now it's like...
It's been clawing at it.
Just like little bits and pieces.
eventually it just pawing at evaporated.
It. Dropping it in the lion cage. Yeah. I'm like, no.
Pawing at it like an awkward 16-year-old in the back of a of your dad's car.
25 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Judy in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Judy.
Oh, my sweet Stephanie. Aww. And Mooks and smoking hot Jackie Scheckler. It's so good to have you back. I'm just getting over with the withdrawals of you guys being
Aww.
Gone.
Thank you, Judy.
Listen, just to touch base with you, I'm 72. Been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I couldn't figure out why these right-wing lunatics are being so lunatic-y. I think Mitt Romney has just simply decided to buy the presidency. We're seeing a man with this kind of money decide to buy the presidency. And I fear the simple fact we're being three-card moneyed. They're crazy, and we're seeing that, and we're not seeing them buy this election. I really, truly am not a Oliver Stone-type person.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering if the votes that are going to go in those boxes are the ones that are going to come out of those boxes.
That's been a problem.
And Obama and the campaign should spend money to put people to visually see a simple act of carrying one box from A and putting it to B.
Yep,
it's coming down to that simple act. I'm feared. I am so afraid of that. Afraid of that.
Well, unfortunately, they can be accessed remotely. They can change the votes from anywhere.
Well, I mean, because it's always,
you
know.
Touch the machine itself.
We've always been, obviously, very closely divided country. A swing state poll, Obama's up by 2 overall.
Mm-hmm.
He holds a 2-point lead over Romney in a composite poll of 12 states, the battlegrounds, including narrow leads in Ohio, Colorado, and Virginia. But, yeah.
It's too close.
Yeah, exactly.
It shouldn't be that close. It doesn't make any sense.
Too quiet. Mark in Wisconsin, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been jumping up and down, Steph, yelling at my TV and radio because nobody seems to want to ask the one and only question to pin Mittens down, and that is this. How many years does he require in tax filings from Bobby Jindal, Tim Pawlenty, and so forth.
If this isn't resonating now, imagine when he names his VP and the first question some reporter is going to ask him is, how many years of your tax releases did you have to show Governor Romney, right?
Right.
Exactly. Somebody please start asking the question.
Yep, exactly. And well, and as we've been saying, he released 23 years to John McCain, and John McCain picked Sarah Palin.
Yep.
How tax bad records. Does it have to be?
Tax records. That's as silly as volcano monitoring.
Wow. Did you see this story? Florida Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll.
Oh, yes.
A former Republican Congress member and Romney surrogate.
Yep.
Has been accused of having a sexual relationship with one of her female aides. She denies the affair ever happened. But check this out. She said, black women who look like me don't have lesbian relationships.
What?
Huh?
I don't really. She said,
Herp derp. What?
Herp derp?
She said, my husband doesn't want to hear that. Well, I'm sure he doesn't.
Likes that sort of thing. Bow chicka bow.
Well, he knows the type of woman I am. I mean, my kids know the type of woman I am. For 29 years, I'm the one that's married for 29 years. The accuser is the one that's been single for a long time. So usually black women that look like me don't engage in relationships like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what?
What?
I'm sure Stephanie knows some very attractive black women that engage in relationships like that.
Mm. Oh, by the way, she was against President Obama's decision to allow gays and lesbians to serve in the military because it would throw the armed forces off their mission.
Mm.
All that
gayness.
That's a curious story. Okay.
She's a very attractive woman.
Really?
Yes,
yeah, so
there's a picture of something that...
Yes, well, that never happens there.
Then. Yeah, but people like that never engage in homosexual relationships.
Winky.
Yeah, there's not a single good-looking homo out there.
29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, now if I really like a dude, I'll stop texting while we do it.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour. President Obama and congressional Democrats are, of course, reaching the final stretch of the legislative year. I love the headline, Democrats play hardball.
Mm-hmm.
They refuse to budge on looming defense cuts and expiring Bush-era tax cuts, the president yesterday.
Let's skip the unnecessary drama, the needless delays, and all the partisan posturing, and let's just do the right thing for the people who sent us here to serve.
Yeah.
That is groundbreaking. Representative Tim Ryan joins us from the great state of Ohio. Good morning, Representative.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be back.
Well, talk to us about this, because, you know, you would think here we go again, but I don't know if you saw the Politico piece about the Democrats play hardball. I think we are in a different place right now, approaching this fiscal cliff again, aren't we?
Well, I think they've left us no choice, and I think the president has seen over the past couple of years that these guys don't want to deal. They don't want to do the right thing. They want to use this as a political opportunity for them. And at the end of the day, I think they're going to get burnt because, you know, I think Obama has clearly showed for the past 2 years, even to the dismay of me sometimes, of like, okay, these guys aren't going to work with you. Stop trying, you know, and he, you know, he stayed above the fray. He kept trying to do the job. And so I think he's built up a lot of credibility in this instance with the American people. And some of the polling is starting to reveal that the Republicans are looking like obstructionists here.
Well, I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, the political piece sort of saying they don't have the same leverage that they think they did in 2010. I think your colleague said it best, Representative Andrews. He said, if Republicans want to explain to their base why they permitted a $3 trillion income tax increase and a $500 billion defense cut, let them do it.
Exactly. I mean, you know, these guys, I mean, they're willing to bite their nose off to spite their face. I mean, it's just so immature. And the more you think about it, this is like there's a level of immaturity here that is funny if we're third graders on a playground and, you know, screwing around. But this is some serious stuff. And even the defense cuts, to have this complete back across the board as opposed to, okay, let's identify which programs really aren't working and cut those. This stuff across the board, mindlessness and the cuts is going to be a huge damage to, I think, the military apparatus. And I'm for cuts there, but I think we should be smart about it. And then at the same time, you're going to raise taxes and jack them up on the middle class when we have a very, very fragile recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and they're going to, the blood will be on their hands. There's no doubt about it.
Senator Patty Murray, Democrat of Washington, I want you to get your reaction to this.
So if we can't get a good deal, a balanced deal that calls on the wealthy to pay their fair share, then I will absolutely continue this debate into 2013 rather than lock in a long-term deal this year that throws middle-class families under the bus.
So how do you think this, I mean, are we in another game of who's going to blink? How do you think this is going to play out this time?
I think we're gonna follow that lead, and that's gonna be the mantra of the Democrats. I think, you know, a lot of us, at the end of the last session, the lame duck session where we were talking about the Bush tax cuts, you know, I was one who felt the president really should have stood his ground and told him he was going to veto anything that he didn't like, you know, and really play his hand out. And I think we went along with the deal because we were all scared to death to damage the recovery that was beginning to happen. But I think now, over the course of the last 2 years, as I said, it's the American people have identified and become educated on who's doing what now. And these guys on the right and the Tea Party people are extremists. And I think the polling bears that out, the way people are perceiving the Tea Party movement as an extreme movement. They all watched the bits and pieces, at least, of the Republican presidential debates where you had people on the dais sitting there saying that they wouldn't accept $1 in tax increase for $10 in spending cuts. I mean, that is just so unreasonable and lacks a level of pragmatism that the American people are going, wait a minute. And so here comes President Obama, who has always been, you know, offering deals and trying to make things go down. He's built up a certain amount of his narrative is that he's the reasonable adult in the room. And now this is going to play out. And so when it comes down to whether it's in a lame duck session or early next year, you know, who's going to get the blame for this? I think that the story is already being told of who the extremists are and who the adults are.
Well, and this headline, it kind of confirms that for me, that Dick Cheney is going to come in and talk to the House Republicans about automatic cuts to defense spending to get them, as the Politico says, ginned up about the need to blunt the cuts. But, you know, again, that will be about obstructionism, about digging in heels, about saying, you know, Democrats are weak on security, on national security. I mean, you can almost see that coming, right?
Yeah, well, and to have some guy who's made a ton of money off the military-industrial complex come in and say, oh, my God, we can't cut defense spending. I mean, there's just a level of hypocrisy within that context, too. And these guys are all for cuts unless it's going to hurt their own particular business that relies on, you know, sucking on the government teat. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
I didn't mean to get dirty there.
That's
with
okay.
You all,
that's all right.
I thought I'd lay it out there for you.
There's farm country in Ohio. I understand what you're talking about. Senator Mitch McConnell yesterday, we're going to hear more of this. Senator Mitch
McConnell. Make no mistake. What the Democrats are proposing today is an entirely avoidable high-stakes game of chicken, with a single-minded goal of taking more money from those who earn it for government to waste.
Wow.
Boy, you just can't hear that argument
first
enough
First of
times.
All, you are the government, Mitch.
Well,
you know, I mean, obviously Dick Cheney doesn't think the government's wasting money if we cut defense. You know, that's not a waste of money because he's going to benefit from it. You know, and I think, you know, for us, we need to play that clip right after we play the clip of Mitch McConnell saying that he will do everything he can to make Obama one-term president.
Yep.
And put it in some context for people.
Speaking of the presidential race, what is your take on this whole? I just thought it was actually kind of extraordinary yesterday that Mitt Romney went on TV and told an untruth to try and defend himself on the Bain stuff and the tax stuff. He said, John Kerry didn't release his taxes. John Kerry has released 20 years of his tax returns, and then brings up Theresa Heinz Kerry, who was not the candidate, and who did release 2 years of tax returns. I mean, the argument is just, it seems like we're reaching critical mass in terms of Republicans calling for him to release his tax returns, don't you think?
Yeah. You know, I've been amazed that, you know, I have a lot of Republican friends, and how unpalatable he is becoming for what's left of some moderate, independent thinking Republicans. I mean, it's just becoming unpalatable to them because they can't believe, one, the flip-flops and all of that stuff obviously lacks credibility, no compass on some of these core issues. And now some of the basic things like releasing your tax returns, the idea of a Swiss bank account, I think, is repugnant to so many people, who are just struggling to make ends meet and love their country. And although they don't like paying taxes, they do because they understand it's part of the system. And the Bain Capital and the offshoring and all of this stuff, it's just he's becoming very repugnant to a lot of moderate independent voters. And I think at the end of the day in places like Ohio, our Republicans aren't like that. You know, our Republicans in Ohio, contrary to popular belief, aren't extremists. They're old Eisenhower, Nixon kind of Republicans. And this whole Tea Party movement, I think, and this the idea of Romney not coming clean on some of this stuff is really, really not wearing well out here.
Representative Ryan, did it surprise you? Because normally, you know, the one thing you can count on is Republicans marching in lockstep, but the number of Republicans that are contradicting their candidate and saying you need to release these, George Will, of course, and others, right?
Yeah, well, I think they're trying to help the guy out. I mean, it was just like, you know, how do we, you know, sometimes it's got to be done in a public way. It's like, okay, release him and move on. But the only thing you can think of is there must be some stuff in those tax returns that their calculation is we're better off taking the hit on not releasing them than having to take the hit of what will happen if we release them. And what's really stunning is that this is the second time Romney's run for president. You would think that they would have answers for some of these questions.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's mind-boggling to a lot of the Republicans in the establishment is like, you got to be kidding me. You guys don't have answers for some of these basic questions that you know you're going to get when you become president.
Right.
I mean, I think some Republicans had to be watching TV yesterday, just as you and I were going, Theresa Heinz Kerry? Really? That's all you got?
That's
exactly.
It?
Exactly.
What?
They're going to pull out the windsurfing commercial again. That's not a candidate anymore. I basketball now.
Right.
Representative Bryan, what a pleasure. We hope you'll come back again real soon as election year rolls along. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Take care.
All right. There he goes.
That's great.
He's chuckly.
Yeah.
Like our other favorite congresspeople.
John Yarmuth comes to mind.
It makes him giggle.
Yes. Jim McDermott.
Politics should make you giggle sometimes.
I wish it would make me giggle more.
Yeah, sure. Okay, 45 minutes after the hour, back with Celebrity Stack as we conclude the Stephanie Miller Show.
What the hell was that?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
That's going to be in your head the rest of the day. You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah. If I end up on a rooftop with a rifle because you played that. 1-800-STEPH-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Carter in Missouri. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Carter.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
All right. Now, I'm a registered Republican since I've been 18 years old. 32 now. I'm completely just the best word to say is embarrassed by what we put on the party, on the ticket this year for our party.
Oh, wow. Well, what don't you like about Romney?
Romney? Everything. From the fact that he wants to say that the Bible came out of Missouri, or on the other side of Missouri, right there in Kansas. My grandfather was alive during that time, and he's able to say, no, that did not happen.
Right.
Yeah,
Blatant lie. Because you cannot come into party and or try to be the president and go completely against anything that anyone in the country that is a true Christian goes against.
Yeah.
Democrat, Republican, or not.
Well, I got to tell you, Carter, I meet an awful lot of people like you that want to take their religion back and want to take their party back. I mean, I think there's certainly a lot of former Republicans that feel that way.
Well, I heard from your last caller in that he said that the majority of the people who aren't crazy and stuff like that, I guess he said that they were the Eisenhower age.
Yeah.
That's not the Republicans that we are now. You're talking about 30-year-old Republicans that...
Oh, no, he built socialist things like highways, for God's sake.
They don't call it the Eisenhower interstate system for nothing.
Crazy cuckoo communist boy. General Eisenhower. Yikes. All right.
That was actually an idea that was spawned by Hitler.
No, my God.
Well,
the Autobahn.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Our interstate system is modeled on the German Autobahn.
Right. And it had the same military justification.
Absolutely.
George Zimmerman.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Is getting worse.
Yeah, this is like right after Penn State. I'm like, oh, another one of these stories? Yikes. I guess it turns out it's his cousin. A cousin of George Zimmerman told investigators he sexually molested her on and off for nearly a decade.
And this was witness number 9, I think?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The woman contacted prosecutors after Martin's killing, said she was 6, and Zimmerman was 8 when it began. It continued until she was 16. She said on the recordings, I was afraid he may have done something because the kid was black. She wanted police to know Zimmerman had made negative comments about blacks when they were growing up. She also says she was not the only victim. That there were other people.
But I thought he had a black friend.
Well, yes, that was a professional black friend that quit his job.
Yeah, that black friend has kind of shut his pie hole. Yeah. I haven't seen him anywhere, really.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Comedian Sarah Silverman has offered Sheldon Adelson traditional lesbian and sex in exchange for backing Obama over Romney. Gotta give her credit. This is a unique proposal.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Sheldon Adelson said he'll give $100 million to defeat President Obama if he switches to Obama. Sarah Silverman promises to give that money to Obama instead. She will don a bikini bottom and scissor him to fruition.
Wow.
I don't know.
I don't think you can. You say?
Well, apparently I just did.
Okay. Oh, dear.
She says to him in a PSA, do you know how many Republican billionaires are giving money to Romney? All of them. How many of them are getting scissored by a bikini bottom Jewish with big naturals? You know what? That's a patriotic gal. Mm-hmm. I've seen Sheldon Adelson that.
I like her a lot.
Wow. Aretha Franklin wants to be the next. Everybody, are we still on American Idol high alert? Because they've lost two judges. We're in crisis lockdown mode here in LA.
I kind of lost.
Yeah.
Aretha Franklin,
American Idol, a couple of years ago,
is officially putting her bedazzled hat in the ring for the Queen of Soul. Sent an email Saturday saying, "Yes, I am interested as a judge." When she was asked about a future
that
role,
that would be kind of cool.
Well, we all know she's a great judge of talent. Why, Chris?
Because she's a fan of the Stephanie Miller newscast.
Yes, she is. She went to the Sexy Liberal Show in Detroit. Obviously an exquisite judge of talent.
That show lost its mojo when Simon left, because that was pretty much
kind of did. Yeah.
You are dreadful. You really should jump off a bridge immediately.
Although, this X Factor thing with Britney Spears, I mean, she's walked off the judging stage quite a bit, and so I kind of want to see what's going on there when it is on the air in the fall. Yeah.
Okay, Charlie Sheen, this is not a surprise to anybody, tweeted during sex, his ex, Brie Olsen, referring to a lyric, she said he's posting Twitter tweets during sex with me in her new song, Hollywood Douchebag. I'm not sure who she's referring to in that song.
No.
All right, listen, we got, you know what, we have a crisis situation on our hands, not only the American Idol thing here in L.A., but the whole Tom and Katie thing. There are almost hourly developments that must be covered
Katie's
here.
Katie's looking very gaunt right now. I think it's stress of all this is really...
Really? She looks very happy.
It's her diet of nothing but vitamins given to her by Scientologists that probably did
she
that.
She has looked healthier before. Mm. Anyway.
She has enrolled her in the Catholic school. Oh, boy. Mm. Yeah. Not just anyone, the one that Lady Gaga attended in New York.
Wow. She came out of it well.
Yeah, sources claim one of the reasons for the split was Tom's desire for Suri to go to a Scientology school, which I didn't even know they...
They have them.
Oh, that must be fun.
Yeah.
They fly you there in a DC-8 over a volcano.
Okay. Wow!
Oh, body thetans. Oh, get them off me!
It's like a Chuck E. Cheese for Scientology kids. It's instead of colored balls, they get...
Body beatings.
Sure. Paul McCartney and Bruce Springsteen denied late-night rocking privileges in London. What?
Yeah.
McCartney joined the... Oh, how much would this suck if you were in the audience? McCartney joined the boss on stage as Springsteen was wrapping up his set. They made it through. I saw her standing there, but during Twist and Shout, the mics cut out because concert organizers... So it was in London's Hyde Park, and it was after curfew. They pulled the McCartney.
Wow. And Springsteen. Can you imagine?
Oh, that would so suck.
Oh, my God.
E Street Band's Stephen Van Zandt took to his Twitter page and said, the cops got nothing more important to do. How about they go catch some criminals instead of with 80,000 people having a good time?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have to be honest. I'm pissed. Like I said, it didn't ruin the great night. But when I'm jamming with McCartney, don't bug me.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I mean, we've got two legends. You got two legends up there on stage singing together. And you don't cut the cord.
They did the same thing in 1969 when the Beatles were playing on the roof.
Yeah.
Stop this silliness now.
Wow.
Stop it.
That was
and when U2 did Where the Streets Have No Name on the roof of building in downtown L.A., they cut them off.
Mm. All right. Joy in Los Angeles. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Joy.
Hey, Steffi. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. I just wanted to fill in your vast body of knowledge about Bohemian Club.
Oh.
I was really amazed that you hadn't heard of it, but it is a very, very old organization, and it is for Republicans only. Mm-hmm. They meet once a year in the Redwoods, a very secret location, and this is where the King...
Well, now it's not, because you just said it's in the Redwoods.
It's by the Russian River.
Exactly. And furthermore, if you want to see a satirical view of it, watch Harry Shearer and Christopher Guest's film called Teddy Bear's Picnic. It's all about that.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, and this is where the Kingmakers meet to pick people like Reagan, and I'm sure, what's his name, Romney. This is where they, you know, initiate major legislation to be given down to their underlings in Washington. Hmm. It is really something else, and it's amazing how long they have kept this under wraps, more or less.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It's called the Bohemian Club. It's very old. So try and catch the movie. You'll get a very funny view of it.
All right. Thank you. You are a helper. Now, see, I'm the smartest girl in class. I learned something today.
Charlie Pierce was just talking about teddy bears earlier. Oh, no, that was
no, that wasn't teddy bears.
No, something else.
Bar. Yeah. Okay, and thought we didn't hear it. All right.
Oh, we heard it.
Speaking of... Look at this. Look at my see-through sexy liberal shirt. You can get it at sexyliberal.com.
Speaking of teddy bears.
And you can get tickets to the big one, the big show, July 28th, next Saturday night at the Pantages. Very, very few tickets remain.
Oh, there might be a bigger show.
Oh, there might be a big announcement this week. But you can find out about all the upcoming ones at sexyliberal.com. That's it for us. I'd like to thank Crystal Boyd, Jim Ward, Rebecca Taylor, Jackie, Courtney, everybody at Current. Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, over here.
What?
Right here, on the side of the house.
Who said that?
Look down. I'm right at your feet.
Wait, the basketball?
Yes, the basketball. Right down here, where the kids left me a long time ago. Man, you know how lonely it is being a ball and not being able to bounce or roll?
Excuse me?
Remember what you got me for the kids? You said, now kids, you have no excuse not to go outside and play.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I'll miss flying through the air and hearing the shouts of joy when I swish through the basket. What do you say? Could you give me a little air and remind the kids of how fun I still am?
Okay. Oh, wow. You are flat.
Easy. I'm